Stacy. And good morning, boys, girls.
It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Talk to me, baby.
Don't let him fool you with that buddy act now. Under your thumb.
Welcome to A Goofy Movie Minute,
the podcast where we talk about a goofy movie, 1 minute at a time.
A movie. The goofy movie of...
The tale of a goofy... Yeah.
Goofy movie, an American tale. Goofy goes west. He does.
Fievel goes goofy.
My name is Nathan, and I'm the co-host of this podcast, but I'm also from Calvin and Hobbes Cast and The Off Five.
And I'm Brienne.
What other podcasts do you do?
None.
Well, that's unfortunate. Do you have anything to plug?
Let's be friends in real life. My friendship has been highly rated. Not on iTunes or anything, just by my friends.
So. Yeah. 3.38 stars is not bad.
Yeah.
It's above average, they said.
Good reviews.
Okay. This is minute 34 of A Goofy Movie, and it begins with Max throwing his hat into the ring of water outside the car.
And it ends with Goofy bidding for some of Max's love through the art of fishing, right?
Yep. So when we left Max,
he was mid-tantrum.
And he says, you jam me in this dumb car, then drive a million miles away.
And he throws the hat out to see some stupid rat show.
Squeak!
Does it squeak?
Yeah, there's a squeaking sound effect when he throws it.
Oh, I didn't notice that. So he throws the hat out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he says, call me when the trip's over. But I think he'll just tell him.
Yeah. Not a very effective way.
Because long distance calls were expensive back then.
Yeah.
Do you remember back when if you were in the same town as somebody, you might make a phone call to them just because you didn't have to pay long distance and could talk to them the whole time? But
oh,
pay
yeah.
them on a payphone at the airport?
Yeah. Because I forgot about that. And if you were calling your friend that was far away, you had to keep it pretty short.
Yep.
Because it was more expensive.
It's long distance.
That's so weird to think about now. I was kind of thinking about that in today's terms. I don't really understand how cellular data works.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll go out in, the kids today will be like, remember back when we had to care about how much data we used?
I mean, still, it went back when plans didn't have unlimited minutes.
Yeah.
Nights and weekends free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had T-Mobile since dinosaurs were roaming the earth. And
oh, those roaming fees.
Yeah, it was bad. You guys got it good today. But yeah, it was you could talk to other T-Mobile customers for cheaper.
I had the Altel My Circle. We could call five friends or family members.
Oh. So yeah. And of course they're not at a stupid rat show. They're at Lester's Possum Park.
They're at a great rat show. Rat with two T's.
Kids in their rat shows and
with their
who's your favorite rat artist? Notorious R.A.T.
Oh, the Cheesy Boys. Kanye Rat Nest.
R. Smelly.
That was a rat though.
I don't know.
Because it smells.
I think so.
Okay, so the boys, our boys, drive away and. Like I was talking about in the last episode, there's a bridge on this side, too. They had to drive on a bridge to get to the place where the other parking lot was, but there's still a bridge away from the highway or wherever they are.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out what it was, what that bridge was for.
Yeah, and as they drive away, the possum hat is in the foreground, still camera. Well, I guess the camera is kind of dropping down. It's not following the car, is the point. And then you see them driving away in the background with sad music.
Yeah, and before it focuses on the hat, it's focusing on Goofy. Right after Max says, call me when the trip's over, Goofy gets a really sad look on his face, and he's slowly putting the keys in the ignition, and he's still wearing his possum hat, just so you know that this is a comedy. It's not pure sadness if you're wearing a silly hat. But
this is
yeah.
a sad scene.
I know, it is sad, and it's right when you see that possum on the ground, you're like, aw. He bought that possum for Max.
Probably $30.
Yeah, probably.
And he just thought they were having fun, and then the symbol of their memory Like, this would have been the thing that they would remember the trip by.
Yeah.
And now he's going to throw it out the window, and they're not making any memories on this trip.
No.
Or, you know, no good ones. And it is sad, because like we said in the last one, this is the first time Goofy's realized that Max wasn't having fun.
Yeah.
But he has put in all this work, all this effort, and he's taken it to places that he really enjoyed, and now his son's not enjoying him.
Yeah, Max hasn't made any effort to connect with his dad either.
Nope.
But this episode is relatively short, and there's not a lot of opportunities for research, but I did Google stupid rat show, just in case that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally a thing. There's a whole culture around showing rats. Kind of like, what is the dog show that like Best in Show is? The Purina pedigree?
Westminster?
Yeah. It's kind of like
Kennel Club?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but for rats. There's the American Fancy Rat and Mouse Association and the National Fancy Rat Society.
Yeah.
And that's like totally a hobby that you too could pursue.
Interesting.
And one other fun fact. Do you know what mail rats are called?
Postage rats.
No, not mail order rats.
Oh. Are they called probably the same as something else, right? Like a bull or like they don't have that many names, like a buck rat.
It is a buck. Good job.
They don't have that many names for like gendered animals, I've noticed. They have to reuse them a lot.
The males are bucks, the females are does. Females that are pregnant are called dams. Damn, you pregnant. Next time you see a rat that's pregnant, you say damn. And get this, the babies are called kittens or pups. You can't do that.
No,
those are two categories. That'd be like RC Cola going, you could call this Coke or Pepsi. It's up to you. It's like, no, it's neither.
Well, I you had me at stupid rat shows. Like, we went to the stupid rat show. You wouldn't believe it. The rats were so stupid. I didn't think that they could find stupider rats than we saw last year.
They just keep getting dumber. I get older. They hear, what is it?
I get older. They stay the same IQ. Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah, and the group, the collective noun for rats, what you call a group, is a mischief.
A mischief of rats?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, now store that away. Use it next time you're trying to impress someone at a party.
I just, like, try to imagine the person recalling meeting me at that party later. I met the coolest guy. He knew so much about rats. And I didn't ask, but listen to all the facts he told me.
Like, kind of think of like Buzz Killington on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a joke about a bridge?
To bring them all up as if the person's waiting with bated breath. You know what male rats are called? Buck rats. Yeah. Anyway, so now we've cut away, and we don't know, but I wanted to ask, do you think this is the same day?
Because I mean, it was nighttime and now it's daytime, right?
So maybe it's the next morning? But this could be like days later. How long do you think Max has been in this mood?
I think he de-escalated. I don't think he's pissed off anymore. Now he's just kind of brooding. And teenagers can do that for, I don't know, 8 years?
So, you think it was 8 years?
Yeah, probably. Somewhere around there.
I know that later on they're going to go a lot more through the country, so I don't think it's been too long. So, yeah, it feels like maybe they camped and this is the next morning.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although, so you see, it pans over the landscape, and mm-hmm. you see Goofy messing around next to the tent, and then Max is maybe like 100 yards away near the lake. And this tent is really small. It's one of those just like blanket over a rope like triangle.
It's a pup tent or a kitten tent.
Oh, is that what a pup tent is?
I don't know.
It's not a teepee. It's like, not a wigwam.
It's like the sticks.
Yeah, it's like where you put a clothesline between like two trees or something, or two sticks. Yeah, and then you drape a blanket over that. Does not protect you from the rain. It was raining,
it does.
All the mud would get on you.
Well, yes, the mud will get in you.
In you.
On you. All over you. Every nook and cranny.
The mud is intense.
Yeah, so Max is playing with a stick in the water, as you do. And he starts seeing Roxanne in the water, like Mufasa.
Yeah.
Or so, Mulan.
Is she in the water?
When will my reflection...
But that's
a real reflection.
That's her reflection. Max doesn't think he looks like Roxanne.
He's wondering when his reflection will make him look like Roxanne. And it's right now, apparently. Maybe he's wondering when his reflection will look like Max. Again. Because he wants to see whether or not his hair looks cool.
Yeah, this is so frustrating.
Stupid magic lake.
So now Roxanne has taken two forms. She's been a cloud.
Yep. Like Mufasa.
Yeah, that was more Mufasa-like. And now she's taken water form.
That's also like Mufasa. Simba looks in the water and sees...
Oh,
Mufasa.
Yeah.
She is Mufasa.
Ooh.
Scar killed her earlier in the movie. Now she's just a memory of things that used to be.
She's like, you are the one true boyfriend. Yeah, we should keep an eye out and see if she takes any other forms. Because, dude, is Mufasa... He's like fire at some point, too, isn't he? No. I'm just making this up now.
I don't remember that one.
Was he a waterbender?
If Mufasa in his deep voice was telling you off, which he kind of does, it's pretty funny.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
What the hell? You're supposed to be the king now, but instead you're just some hippie hanging out with a pig and a rat, eating bugs off the ground like a anteater. Perfect analogy.
What a doofus.
Sound kind of like Sulu.
Oh, yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's more...
What are you doing, Simba?
Oh, that would have been funny. Have him do the voice of Roxanne.
I'm trying to think of something memorable Roxanne says.
Yeah, she doesn't say a whole lot.
Not like Stacy.
Yeah, aw.
Powerline goes rainforest.
So it was like...
I'm like, yay. What are you going to say?
No, that was good.
So, yeah. Goofy disrupts Max to ask if he wants to get into fishing practice, but he does it really sheepishly.
He tromps Roxanne's face.
Like an American History X.
He curb stomps Roxanne. Boys only.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, my. What an inappropriate comparison. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. He is being... It's an interesting shift because Roxanne's face gets kind of violently splashed away, but the camera pans up and Goofy's sheepishly trying to engage with Max.
Mm-hmm. He realized they're already engaged. He was engaged with Roxanne.
He proposed that they go to the party together.
That's true. And Goofy says there's just a couple days till we get to Lake Destiny so she can fishing practice. What they don't realize is they're at Lake Destiny all along. This is Lake Destiny. It's very pretty.
Lake Destiny is about Lake Journey.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's not about the Lake Destiny. It's about the Lake Journey.
Okay. Yeah. That's a more articulate way of saying it. So, yeah, they're going to practice fishing, which... I mean, I guess you can practice fishing. It just doesn't really seem like a thing you practice.
Well, have you ever fished?
I have never caught a fish. I have fished. I've hooked them.
Okay, but how did you do the perfect cast?
We get to talk about the perfect cast.
You probably didn't practice the perfect cast, and that's why you're not good at fishing.
No.
So, you're right that you don't need to practice fishing if you want to live a Brienne-like... fishless existence. But if you want to be catching those fat fish, you gotta practice.
Maybe I'll save this for the perfect cast episode. But
the perfect podcast?
I have.
Oh, that was our slogan. We haven't said it in a long time.
I have had many terrible experiences casting. But, like, who?
How many chunks of flesh came out of?
I got a worm stuck in my hair. Ooh. It was terrible.
And how did you tell the difference between that and your normal hair?
It was tough. I had to put them in a lineup. So that one's hair. That one's hair.
Hair. Turned
it's a piece of yarn. Ah, there's the culprit. It's the squirmy one. But yeah, fishing is just like not something I would have invented as something fun. Like, let's put the sharp thing through a living thing that's slimy and then fling it around your head and then through the air.
They're probably casting with flies, don't you think?
I don't know.
So when Goofy says just a couple days to get to Lake Destiny, like, how long do you think it takes to drive? Because we think that he's still pretty close to where they left. How long do you think it takes to drive across the country?
24 hours, because we did it one time.
Well, we didn't drive all the way across it. But I looked it up. And if you're a crazy guy like Neil Cassidy, it can be done in 48 hours. But you can't sleep in that case.
Yeah.
You could complete the trip in 2 days if you had two people, never stopped, never hit traffic. In general, it takes 4 or 5 days.
I did
12 hours in the car, sleep in motels.
I did San Diego to New Hampshire, and that's a pretty good diagonal across the country.
That is.
I think it took us like a week. I got really sick. I got food poisoning halfway through, so I don't remember one of the days.
Oh.
But.
So that day doesn't count.
I don't remember, but I think it was like a week.
Okay, well, it says if you're taking stops and stuff, that would be 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
That other one would be if you were driving and just sleeping in motels, not going camping or stopping at Lester's Possum Park.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that. Going to Carl's Butt Caverns. So when Goofy is talking to Max, he's cut off and that's the end of the minute.
Yeah.
So should I read out of the book or?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot to say.
Sorry, guys. This is why I pulled out all my rat facts. My rat sheet. Read us a story. I just realized the back of the book says, wake me when the trip is over. And this is the minute where he said that.
He says, call me.
Oh.
But yeah, you're right. Okay. So now we're reading out of the Goofy movie novelization. If you haven't joined us before, this is what we do at the end of the episodes to see how it stacks up to the movie proper. Then you drive 1,000,000 miles to see a bunch of rats. Max closed his eyes. Wake me when the trip's over.
Ooh, not call me.
Goofy shook his head, stunned. Slowly, he drove away from Possum Park. What was going on? He'd never seen Max act like this. Lightning flashed. The sky grew dark. Then the rain came flooding down. Perfect, thought Max. The perfect end to a perfect morning. What?
They were in the park at morning?
It was this whole time. It was the morning.
That makes a lot more sense, actually.
It really does. That's why it looked all twilighty, because it was whatever you call twilight in the morning.
They just showed up at the Possum Park at like 6 a.m. That's when
it happens.
That's when everybody's like jumping around and dancing and the hillbilly band is playing.
It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Maybe that's just the way things move out in those parts.
That's the way they like it. A few hours later, Max and Goofy came to a campground. Goofy parked the car at the edge of a lake. The skies had cleared. The sun was setting. Goofy sighed. It was all so beautiful. If only Max could enjoy it with him. You want to get some fishing practice in? Goofy asked hopefully. We'll be getting to Lake Destiny in just a few days now. You can try out the Goof fishing pole.
That's not a euphemism.
Hope not. So that's the end of that minute.
Good.
So, it was morning. I don't know. What are we going to say about that? That's interesting. Nothing, right?
That's just a better... I think whoever wrote the book did a better job of continuity in the plot. Because it makes a lot more sense that they got in that argument and then they were setting up the tent and camping later in the day rather than going to bed angry.
Which you should never do.
No.
Especially not with your dad.
Don't ever go to bed with an angry dad. Dropping pearls of wisdom here.
Don't ever go to
Goofy Movie Minute.
Don't ever go to dad angry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all for this. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Send us an email to goofymovieminute@gmail.com and follow us on Facebook or do whatever you do on there. Like it, whatever. And can I plug new podcast?
I'll allow it.
Listen to The Off Five, a podcast about The Office, where we talk about each episode. I do that with someone named Addie.
Hi, Addie.
Why not check out Calvin and Hobbes Cast, where I talk about each strip of Calvin and Hobbes.
And
or why not listen to Ed, and Eddie Minute, where I talk about each individual minute of this television show, Ed, Ed, and Eddie, which is at our original speed going to take 45 years.
Do you talk about each individual Ed and Eddie?
It's weird. It's like from the perspective of different Eds. I have a lot of different Eds on as guests. Eds, Eddies, and also Eds.
Education.
Sometimes I'll have people on that are named Ed, and sometimes Ed with two Ds. I do this podcast where I review all the different kinds of Snickers bars that have come out over the years and try to track them down.
Ooh.
And it's called...
I had the hazelnut one the other day.
Oh, you should be on as a guest.
I should.
It's called Snap Your Snickers. And I do another podcast. It's about the infomercials that you see on QVC. And it's called What to Buy on QVC. And it's actually funded by, and honestly, it's just part of QVC Network. On there, we've got some great like samurai swords and this statue that looks like it's from the Ming Dynasty. And it's not, but your friends and family will not be able to tell the difference. And there's only a limited number left. And I think you should probably buy one right now. They're $299.99 plus shipping and handling and fees. But we're going to throw in this cleaning cloth, which is microfiber, and you can rub down the
this. Give it a little rub down.
For whenever you want. Keep it clean. That's an investment. You're going to be giving that to your kids. Not directly. You'll be dead. And not because of old age. You'll be dead soon.
Okay.
So thanks for listening. Any final words, punk?
Been yet. When is my podcast? I recommend you listen to my podcast where I review shrubs that are trimmed in the shape of reptiles.
Yeah.
It is called Ornamental Horniticulture.
Oh, I thought it was called I Don't Want No Shrubs.
Oh. Call me when the trip's over.
Stupid rat show. A Goofy Movie Minute is not endorsed by Walt Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Television Animation, or Disney Toon Studios. The podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. A Goofy Movie and all names, characters, images, and audio are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. You can get in contact with the podcast creators at agoofymovieminute@gmail.com. The Minute by Minute podcast format was created by Alex Robinson, a pizza retailer at Star Wars Minute. You can find that podcast at StarWarsMinute.com.